السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
رمضان
us realize that we have to gather Allah's graces to whatever extent we can. We should sincerely pay attention to worshipping Him, and we should try to follow commands of Allah. We should seek His help. Then this realization and this action will remind us to do all kinds of good deeds. And by purifying ourselves, it will turn us to His worship, will make us beneficiary of His blessings. And in this last 10 days of Ramadan, these last 10 days of Ramadan, Allah specially turns to His servant, and He shows more manifestations of acceptance of prayer than before. Rather, during these days, such night also comes which Allah has termed Laylatul Qadr, night of destiny, which is better than 10,000 months. The worship of this one night is enough to make one a holy man. If by making pious changes in us and by purifying ourselves we were to kneel before God during these days, that even one night out of it can make a revolutionary change within us. It will become one that will make us the true worshipful servant of God. And whatever we have lost, we can gain, and according to the command of Allah, we can recognize the purpose of our life. Allah has mentioned the purpose of the creation of man, that we should become His worshipping servants, and this alone is the purpose of our creation. Therefore, to raise the level of our worship, only a few days remain. And about these few days, the Messenger of Allah has said they are the last 10 days of Ramadan. And because of this blessed month, they will deliver you from hell. And a sinful man who, by purifying himself and sincerely, kneels before God, he will be able to save himself from fire. So this is a glad tidings for the worst sinner, that you should prepare means of purifying your life. So, to those who had the opportunity to pray during these days and have the opportunity to act upon His commandments and to follow the paths of His pleasure, or like those other unfortunate ones who have not had the opportunity to benefit from those blessed days, each one should develop Allah's fear and His love in his heart, and by benefiting from these days, by praying, by beseeching Allah's grace, we should try to benefit from the remaining few days, and we should spend these days in prayer. The previous verse and the following verse also mentions about the commands about and put their trust in me so that they may follow true guidance. In this verse, Allah has told us the true method of acceptance of prayer. The first thing is that you should not come to me only for your material needs, but you should come to me to search me out, to win my pleasure, to try to win my pleasure. When you will ask me from me, when you will seek me from me, I will then tell you I am not far off from you, far away from you. I am very near you. Rather, I am nearer than you, your jugular vein. After listening to the call of my servant, I come running towards him. But at least you should call me with this method and this style, which I have told you. Do not just call me when you are in trouble and have some need. Do not call me only for some difficulty and some need, but you should, although Allah does remove the difficulty of people when they call out Him in difficulty, but by calling just in such a state, you cannot establish friendship. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that you have to treat God like you treat a friend. The true and lasting and the friendship that lives forever, for that you have to listen to your friend as well. So Allah says, answer my call. If I say, that you will listen to me, then this will be our permanent friendship. The first commandment for which Allah has created man is that you should worship one and only God. Only 30 days of Ramadan are not for the worship alone, only for worship. But Allah's command is that you should say daily 5 daily prayers with congregation on appointed times. This is the command for the men, that they should attend the mosque. For the women, it is command is that they can offer their prayers at home on the appointed times. They should reduce their other engagement for the sake of worship. For example, these days during Ramadan, everyone does his best to pay attention to prayer, to recite the Holy Quran, to say prayers. So in the same way, after the Ramadan has passed, you should observe 5 daily prayer. There should be no friendship above the friendship of God. You should have such firm faith on the existence of Allah which you have on no one else. You should always call on Him for your needs. It should not be the case that in some matters you turn to other than Allah and start asking help from them. If this will be the case, that is a state of weakness of faith. Allah says that you should advance your faith. You should have such a certain faith on me. We do say that we have a firm faith on the existence of God, but we do such actions which reject our claim. The definition of the faith is this, that you should support the truth and you should then obey it and follow it. Now, each one of us, you should examine himself that after believing in Hazrat promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, and after testifying that he is the Messiah of Allah and is on the truth, to what extent have we obeyed him? On whatever conditions he has taken pledge from us to take us near God, to what extent are we acting upon that teaching? In the Holy Quran, the commandments which Allah has given us, to what extent do we act upon them and are giving proof of our obedience? The further explanation of this state of faith, that to what extent we have to submit in this way, that our heart must also testify, our tongue must also admit that and acknowledge this, and every organ and every limb of our body's action must also be testifying that this is the true state of faith. Many times our heart does testify that to some extent whatever it is said, it is just to, we only think about it in our heart. Sometimes we do express in our words that this is true, and my heart does believe in the existence of God, and I do believe in God. However, this does not complete the faith. Rather, with every organ and limb and a part of the body should display that none of my actions should be against the teachings of God. Only then the faith is perfected. That is, one should have a firm belief in the existence of God, and he should also have good deeds to support it, and that is what is called Iman, the true faith. If these three aspects are not together, then one lacks perfect faith. So Allah says that you should believe in me and you should believe in this way. But there are how many commandments of Allah, and on how many do we act upon? Take, for example, worship. Do we do our duty to it? We have rights of people on us. Do we do them? Or if there is our interest is in clash with any matter, we suddenly forget all that, and we worry nothing but our self-interest. Then Allah has said that, pray to me, call on me. And then there is the condition is, to continue to pray with perseverance. To leave it halfway is not the sign of prayer. Allah has given the sign of believers that when they pray, they pray with patience and not in a hurry. And when they do with perseverance, they find their aim. What is their aim? What is what they want to gain? It is Allah's pleasure. As it says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ, that who showed patience in winning the pleasure of Allah. So when they seek Allah with constancy and continue to pray to Him, and as Allah says, that I do hear those prayers. As long as you do your duty to it, that is, that you persevere and continue to beg, and your aim is only to win my pleasure. Other things are by the way, of course they will be gained. But the main purpose is to attain pleasure of Allah. Allah says, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Because of your patience, may salam be to you. Your begging constantly and perseverancely and with patiently like this, you will gain my blessings. So when there is a news of peace and good end, then why should you go elsewhere? Therefore, always you should continue to say prayer with patience, and when we ask Allah His pleasure and His attention, then we do not need any other prayer. No such prayer will be uttered by us, which sometimes when we are impatient, they are devoid of good. We will not be in a need to do such prayer in which we only are interested for our own self. The material needs must be its focus, and the whole our life is rotating around them. Once you have attained Allah's pleasure, then according to His promises, Allah will look after us. He will Himself satisfy our need, fulfill all our needs. But the condition is that after 30 days of Ramadan, your patience must not end, because the habit of prayers, which because of special surroundings have developed, or you have paid attention towards it, that we should say prayers, especially those who do other prayers, and those who have made changes within themselves with the prayers, you have also developed a thought that like them, we should also create changes in us. If this you have paid this attention, if this thought has come to your mind, this should become part of your life. Everyone must try that now we should make it permanent, this habit that we have adopted, we should make it a constant part of our life. As I had mentioned that in Hadith, it is mentioned that in the last 10 days, Allah had created means to deliver you from hell. He accepts your prayers. So you should also supplicate that may Allah also deliver us from this material hell of the world of lust, and accept our repentance, and accepting our repentance, may He make us who gain His pleasure. Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says in this connection, Ujibu Dawat Da'e Iza Da'an, that I accept the prayer of the one who prays. Allah makes it, declares it a promise that repentance of one who sincerely repents is valid. If there was no such declaration from God, it would have not been possible for a repentance. A promise which is made with sincere heart, its outcome is that Allah also fulfills it, His promise which Allah has made with those who repent. Right from the beginning, a manifestation of light develops in his heart as soon as a man promises that I will repent. So this is the when I will protect myself from all sinful acts, and this is the true sincere promise, and we must do this sincere promise and say prayers that Allah may enable us that we should adhere on this, and whatever changes we have developed during Ramadan, we will try to maintain it even after Ramadan. We can continue with them. If we were to adhere to this promise that we shall give precedence to faith over the worldly considerations, and when we will analyze ourselves, examine ourselves, we will know whether we are doing it. Even then, we will have the opportunity to do further repentance. We will be enabled to act upon Allah's commandments to do good deeds. And when this will happen, then Allah, according to His promise, by accepting our repentance, will turn to us, and more gates of piety will continue to open up for us. This blessing will only happen when you will be doing everything to win Allah's pleasure. As the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says that prayer which develops through divine grace after deep knowledge is altogether different. إِذَا سَعَالَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٍ إِذَا دَعَى, that when people ask about me, where is God, what is His proof, say He is very nearby. That when somebody calls on me, I answer his call. Sometimes the answer is given through true dreams, sometimes through vision and revelation, sometimes through prayer. Allah's powers are demonstrated, and one knows that He is so powerful that He resolves all difficulties. The prayer has great power, and in the Holy Quran, place to place, it has been emphasized and has mentioned some life history of those who had been delivered through prayer. The true means of the Prophet's success is prayer. Therefore, I admonish you that by increasing your power, you should continue to engage in prayer, and that will take you to good end. As Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has said, may Allah enable every Ahmadi that he should engage in prayer and try to advance his true station and his true spiritual station. For the acceptance of prayer more than before, Allah shows more grace to His servants. By benefiting from these blessed days, you should lay much emphasis on prayer and try to gather the blessings of Ramadan. And mostly you should pray that you should win Allah's pleasure. Only then our prayers can become part of our life when we win Allah's pleasure. Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, says that in the last 10 days, the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to make so much tries, should so much attempt and a try for worship that you could never saw that before. So this is the example of the Holy Prophet for us, that in these days we should specially spend these days in prayer and try to adorn our life here and in the hereafter. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever in faith and by examining himself fasted, his past sins will be forgiven. And the one who stood up in worship in Laylatul Qadr by examining himself, his past sins will be forgiven. It means that in future he will hate sinful acts and he will pay more attention to doing good. And his every action will be to gain Allah's pleasure. Therefore, when a believer examine himself and will present himself before God and would be kneeling before him and would be praying to him, then certainly that day will be of a great revolution change in his life. Therefore, every Ahmadi should make these days a means of sorting their life and reforming their life and win Allah's pleasure. There is a report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who would for the sake of Allah stand in worship in the nights of two Eids, his heart will be brought to life forever and his heart will not die till all hearts of the world have died. So you can see that the changes of the Ramadan, the past changes which have developed during Ramadan, to make them permanent, how the Holy Prophet ﷺ has urged us. In the Eid celebration, people often forget worship and whether they have to offer prayer on the appointed time or not. So he had, by turning our attention to Nawafil, the night, the prayer worship of night, he said you have to do your obligatory prayers, but if you had to win Allah's pleasure, then you should also you should adorn your nights with prayer, with worship, especially such occasions when you are celebrating and people's attention is diverted to others. Don't waste your time in dinners and invitations. So this worship should become permanent part of your life. There are a few other ahadith about prayers which shows how we should say prayers and how we can benefit from prayers. Hazrat Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both, says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for whomever the gate of mercy is opened, is open for all good things. And the best thing for Allah, in the sight of Allah, to pray is pray for health. And if all protection from danger that one faces, and the best thing for that is prayer. O the servants of Allah, you must always remain engaged in prayer. So the best beloved love of Allah is for his good health, to seek his pleasure, to come in his protection. Once you have gained should accept his prayers during his difficulties and suffering, that in his good days and he should pray to Allah. The prayers link should be kept permanent, only then says that prayer which develops through divine grace after deep knowledge is altogether different as regards its forms and nature. It is a means of total annihilation. It is a fire that can melt. It is a magnetic power that pulls the mercy of God. It is a death, but eventually it brings you to life. It is a raging flood, but eventually becomes a boat. All entangled matters are resolved through it. Every poison eventually becomes an antidote. Blessed are the prisoners who pray and do not tire, because they will be delivered. Blessed are the blind who will be relaxed. They will see and do not relax. Blessed are the ones who lie in graves but continue and will be delivered and will come out. God's help, who seek God's help through prayer, for one day they shall be raised. Blessed are you who, when you never tire of prayer, your soul melts, your eyes shed tears, and it creates a fire within you, and for joy of solitude, it takes you into dark cloisters and desolate forests, and makes you restless, mad, and intoxicated, for finally you shall be shown grace. God, to whom you invite, you are infinitely bountiful, merciful, true, faithful, and shows mercy to the humble. So you should also become faithful and supplicate with perfect sincerity and devotion, for he shall show you mercy. Dissociate yourself from the uproar and disruption of the world, and do not stain religion with your selfish quarrels. Suffer loss for the sake of God and accept defeat so that you may gain great victories. Allah will demonstrate miracles for those who supplicate, and those who beg from God shall be granted wondrous blessings. Prayer comes from God, and prayer comes from God and rises to God. Through prayer, God becomes so close to you as your life. The first blessing of prayer is that pious changes take place within man, then become, because of changes, God also brings about changes in his attributes. God's attributes are unchangeable, but he shows a different manifestation for a changed man. It is a new style for which he treats the man, of which the world is unaware, as though he is new God. There is no other God, but his new manifestation shows God in a new style. Then, for the glory of this new manifestation, God does wondrous works for the changed man, which he does not do for others. That is what are called miracles. And these are the miracles of the prophets. A prayer is an elixir which can make the soil and earth into gold, and it is a water that can cleanse everything and wash it. And this way the soul falls on the court of Allah, and it stands up, and it does do ruku and sajda, and its reflection is the prayer which Islam has taught. So this is the method of true salat, and these are the expectations from Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. May it so happen that each one of us can understand this philosophy and make it part and parcel of their life. And these good changes and pious changes should become part of our life. During these days, as you pray for yourself that you find Allah's pleasure, and may Allah enable you to act upon it, you should also advance the mission of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. May we be enabled to do so. The blessings of Ramadan become permanent parcel of our life. whatever good we have adopted, we must never renounce them. And the evil that we have given up, they should never come back to us. Our children, children of children, and the coming generation should act upon the commands of Allah and be pious. You should also pray that Allah may give understanding to those who attribute to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they must not deny the Imam of the time and recognize him, and do not ask Allah's punishment by denying him. Our hearts are always restless with their suffering. May Allah enable us to pray for them. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has done some prayers for the nation. Let me repeat here so that Allah may accept. He says, "O my Lord, O my dear Lord, please hear my prayers for my people and my entreaties for my brothers. Your Prophet, Khatamun Nabiyyin, wa Shafiyum Musbeen, that the intercessors for the sinner, please take them out of all kinds of darkness towards light. O my Lord, bring them out of distant forest and bring them in your presence. And protect the people from suffering from your punishment who want to cut off both of my hands. Please infuse guidance in the roots of their heart, overlook their mistakes and their sins. Clean them, purify them, and give them eyes with which they can see, and give them ears with which they can hear, and give them such hearts with which they can understand, and give them lights by which they can recognize. Have mercy on them, and whatever they have they say, please overlook it, for they are the people who do not know. O my Lord," quoting the continents of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his highest spiritual stations, and quoting the believers who stood up in worship in dead of night and worship, taking part in wars, the day and the Mujahideen, and in the wars of just for those sake, quoting the caravans traveling towards men, please reconcile our brothers with us. Please open their eyes and illumine their hearts. Make them understand what you understand us, and quote them to knowledge, to grant them the knowledge of path of ignorance. And may Allah accept our prayers and guide them. Ameen.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.
أعوذ بالله.